Well, some changes are on the agenda if you live within the Lake Macquarie Council area to how garbage is collected and, I guess more to the point, what we can put into certain colour-coded garbages. To talk about what those changes may mean for you from the Lake Macquarie Council is the Manager of Sustainability there, Dr. Alice Howe. Good morning, Alice. I guess firstly, what are the changes and what will we be putting in what coloured bin?
Good morning, Mark. So I just wanted to make it really clear that there's no changes this year. Next year, we're planning to introduce food waste to the green waste bin, and so that will require some changes, and we'll make sure everybody's really well informed about it before it happens.
Okay, so at the moment, all of our food rubbish just goes into the normal, the traditional garbage bin, but that will go in the new green, the newish green coloured bins. Make it nice and messy for a bit of a clean out, won't it?
So what happens at the moment is about a third of the garbage bin is actually food, and that material can be collected and reprocessed into compost and reused for beneficial use. So that's what we're planning to do when we introduce food waste to the garden waste system. And because most of that material is odorous, we'll be collecting the green bin weekly, and the residual waste, which is in the red bin normally, will be collected fortnightly, and no change to the recycling service.
Okay, so the one with the yellow, that will be just as it normally is running every fortnight.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So what was the thinking behind this? Where did the idea come from to make the changes, Alice?
So the New South Wales government has adopted a three-bin policy as really a preferred approach to waste management for curbside collections, and Lake Macquarie Council has been working on strategies to reduce waste to landfill for really about the last 7 years. In 2011, Council adopted a preferred strategy, which was what we call a phased three-bin service. The first phase was the introduction of a green bin for garden waste collected fortnightly, which commenced in 2013 and has been really well received in the Lake Macquarie community. And I'd just like to congratulate residents on the way they use that bin. It's very low levels of contamination, and we are diverting a lot of waste, about almost 30,000 tonnes a year from landfill through that service. In the second phase, phase two, we'll swap food from the red bin to the green bin, swap the collection of that waste in the green bin from fortnightly to weekly, and we'll hopefully be diverting, another 15,000 or so tonnes of waste from landfill.
And, of course, with land for landfill being a bit of a precious commodity as well, I guess the less that we're throwing in a hole in the bush means it's going to be better in the long term in that sense as well. I'm just having a bit of a think with all the food going into the new bin from next year and everything that we're recycling, it doesn't leave a lot for the regular garbage bin, does it? We almost could end up going back to two bins because we're recycling everything.
Well, we're hoping that we can recover as much of those valuable resources as we can and put them back to beneficial use. There will still be a need for a residual bin for residual waste, and there are some materials that we can't currently recycle or recover, and we'll still need landfilling for those facilities, at least for now. Perhaps in the future we'll have a waste-to-energy proposal that might provide an alternative solution, but that's certainly not available at the moment.
Fair enough. Now, you did mention this is not happening this year, but certainly for 2018. At what point can residents start to expect to see some information flow through?
Probably towards the end of this year or early in 2018, we'll start to communicate exactly when the service will commence and what will be involved in the change. At the moment, we've just started construction of the facility to process this material, and we don't yet have a confirmed commencement date, but we expect it will be most likely in 2018.
So pretty much look in the letterbox and online around Christmas time, give or take, and the information should start to flow through.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that there'll be loads of different ways that people can find out about the service when the changes are being proposed, and well before any needs to do things differently in terms of management of waste.
Well, Alice, I'll keep a lookout in my letterbox, and we'll see how we go getting used to those changes later in 2018. Thanks for your time, and keep up the good work there.
Thanks, Mark.
That's Dr. Alice Lowe, Manager of Sustainability in Lake Mac Council, keeping us aware of some of the changes that will be happening at this stage. They've got them penciled in for 2018.